sorry for making you sit in your car longer than you hoped. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
Cheyenne sent us an email, and she and Jesse had gone on a date, and she thought they had a great time. They played some Uno together.
They're both runners.
That's how they met. But Cheyenne was telling us that it's been quite a while, and Jesse hasn't gotten back in touch with her. And we were talking with Jesse. Jesse had mentioned that you had mentioned that you'd been going through some stuff. So what kind of stuff? What happened?
Yeah. So I've been going through a juice cleanse.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's really, really hard. I've never done it before. I don't think I'm ever going to do it again.
Oh, God. It really is. They're exhausting. If people think, it's, however many juices a day, this will keep me going. And then you get like halfway through day one, and it's like, please, somebody give me a cheeseburger. All right. So is this the reason why you haven't called Cheyenne back?
Yeah. I'm hangry all the time.
Yeah.
It's not good. I feel like no one should have to put up with me while I'm doing it.
Well, gotcha. I can attest to this. It is anytime you do these detoxes, the juice cleanses, you do you're worn out. You don't have a ton of energy. You don't even feel like you're very much fun. When did you start it?
I started a week after our date, so it really wasn't great timing on my end.
My God, I'm surprised you have the energy to talk to us right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah, it sucks a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, Jesse, you probably could have at least, texted her. Or, why haven't you reached out to her to at least tell her what's going on?
I know. I figured I was going to after this was all over, but I just didn't want her to ask me out, and then I'd have to reject her.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, because you knew you just weren't going to be going, you weren't going to be up for going on a date. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that worked out, because now you're on the radio explaining to yourself.
Well, we have Cheyenne on the phone with us. Cheyenne, you heard what Jesse had to say.
Yeah, I've actually done those, and I totally understand. They're really hard.
Oh, you guys could do a juice cleanse together.
And maybe that would make it easier.
maybe
not.
Well, are you almost done with it, Jesse? I mean, when is this hangriness and crankiness going to end?
Yeah, I actually only have one more day left, so we're really close.
All right.
Okay, well.
So then after all this subsides, do you think you and Cheyenne can get back together? Maybe go on a second date?
I really would love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know. Cheyenne, what are you thinking? You heard his excuse. Are you okay with all this? Would you give it another shot?
I mean, so juice cleanses are really hard. Like, I'm never going to do one again. But I do feel like, you could have at least told me.
I know. You're right. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'd like to go out.
Awesome.
Again.
All right, well, you guys played Uno on the first date. Now you can play Dos.
No,
that's the sequel to Uno.
There's another
Uno game called Dos.
Are you serious?
Yes,
oh,
my daughter got it. My daughter got it for Christmas. Yeah, we haven't played it yet. I don't know what the difference is, but I was like, oh, Dos. So, Colleen, don't boo my joke when it is fact.
All right. Well, whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, let's try and Jesse get back to
or
rekindling love.
Dos, you can get a meal.
Well, that's a good idea, too. Well, we're glad this kind of worked out for you guys. Hopefully, good things for you in the future here. Cheyenne, thank you for the email. Jesse, thank you for being open and talking with us. And we're glad we could find out what happened.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks a lot.
If you still aren't sure what happened, hear it again at star1025.com.